cold and a rainy day and asked for the right way to Maple Street. She said she'd just arrived in this town. Her hair was curly, wet and brown, and she was looking like a girl in need. She said she was looking for a man who'd left her several years ago, and she asked me to help her if I can, 'cause she had to tell him something he should know. She said she was looking for a man who'd left her several years ago, and she asked me to help her if I can, 'cause she had to tell him something he should know. We went to a small quiet cafe, a new one that was not very far away from Maple Street. What she was thinking I couldn't tell, but then she handed me herself, and I started to read. This man had written so passionately, with the words of affection and love. He'd written she was precious to him infinitely, and she was all that he could think of. That man's written her so passionately, with the words of affection and love. He said he would soon be free. I said I would take her because it was near, and it was funny since my husband and I'd been living for 5 years on Maple Street. She showed me a picture of her child. She was so proud and loving when she smiled, and the kid was really sweet. She said her boy was 4 years old, and he often felt sad, and after all, he deserved to be told where. He's 4 years old, and he's often feeling sad, and after all, he deserves to be told where he can find his dad. And now she's standing in front of you, and you say she's telling lies, but I've seen the picture, and her son has your